10 new iPods, here I come. Maybe I'm not the best stock predictor. A new iPod Nano, some more iTunes content, and CBS being annoying. All on today's edition of All Things Mac. Today is Wednesday, February 8th, 2006. I'm sorry for not updating recently. I've been extraordinarily busy, and each podcast takes around an hour and a half to produce. And that was an hour and a half too much. So maybe I'll try for around 3 podcasts a week, if that's okay with everyone. This is Jason Katz with the... In a statement from Apple yesterday, they announced their promotional 1 billion songs countdown. On the Apple website, it reads,
If you are the lucky grand prize winner who downloads the billionth song from the iTunes Music Store, you'll receive a 20-inch iMac, 1060 GB iPods, and a $10,000 iTunes Music Card to jumpstart your digital music collection. In addition, Apple will create a full-ride scholarship in your name to a world-renowned music school.
Also, Apple will be giving a new Nano and a $100 iTunes card to every 100,000th song purchaser. Now that sounds like a good deal if you ask me. They even give you a song countdown on Apple's website, so you'll know exactly when to try to buy your song, along with the other 30 million people trying. Apple's stock has been plummeting these last few weeks, actually immediately after I told you to buy. Since it's reached its highest point at around $85, it's dropped to around $68.75. This is mainly due to people who've already made a profit off their stock and are trying to get out, and by lousy predictions for the new Intel transition. But it looks like it could be on the rebound, considering it's gone up just under $2 since Monday. So maybe now is the time to buy. Apple quietly released a new 1 GB iPod Nano yesterday. The iPod will accompany the 2 GB and 4 GB versions of the Nano, and will go for $150. It is exactly the same size as the current Nanos. They'll come in both black and white, and so on and so forth. Apple dropped the price of the Shuffle, now starting out at $70 for the 512 MB, and $100 for the 1 GB. I think this is the perfect thing for Apple to do. Now Apple is even more competitive at the lower end of the market by offering a cheap iPod with a screen. Some people may now be receiving some very nice Valentine's Day gifts, thanks to Apple. Showtime is now offering content on the iTunes Music Store. Sleeper Cell, Weeds, and Fat Actress are all being offered for the low price of $1.99. This may be nothing new, but it does mark a move to the premium content being offered by Showtime instead of broadcast television. On another note, many studies have been conducted recently on the cost of commercialist shows on iTunes, and it has been calculated to be about equal value for downloading your shows without commercials on iTunes and paying for regular cable. But it does depend on the amount of TV that you watch. And finally for today, CBS is being ridiculous. It's selling their hit reality TV show Survivor for $1.99 on their website. That's not so bad, right? Wrong. You're basically renting it instead of buying it. You get a half-hour show for 24 hours viewing time, as opposed to on iTunes, where everything you buy from it, you own. But there have been rumors on AppleInsider.com that CBS has been talking to Apple about making a deal of some sort. That was your almost weekly, I mean daily news from All Things Mac. As always, email me at applejackg5@gmail.com if you have anything to say. Jason Katz, out.